Here I'll take a look inside a generic Tuya-based UK smart plug with energy metering. The Tuya firmware on the main chip will be replaced with OpenBeacon. This plug can be bought from AliExpress packaging and product externals. To open, I trapped the plug in a vise below the joining lip slash edge, knowing that that's where the two main case pieces would be glued. With some decent, but not extreme, clamping, the glue can be heard to give way and crack apart. A thin spudger helps it along. Rotate unit so different points are put under pressure until the glue is cracked in more places than not, and the unit can be pulled apart by hand. My device was not glued well, so this sample was relatively easy compared to some. Now that we're inside, some identified main components of interest. Belling BL0937 Energy Metering Chip FLM118V1.1 Lightning Semiconductor LN882HKI Module ZK32F005HLT16A250V Shenzhen Zhongke Jilian Electronics Co. Ltd. Relay Main PCB marked as FLS138V2.0 AMS1117-3.3V Linear Voltage Regulator. The FLM118V1.1 module is what we need access to. We need to get to certain contacts on the module to be able to take a backup of the Tuya factory firmware and flash OpenBeacon, OpenLN882H. Unfortunately, RX, TX, 3.3V, and ground module contacts are at the rear underside facing the center of the plug, inaccessible without desoldering the main PCB from the power prongs. To desolder, I added some flux to the solder points and then melted some 6337 PB solder into the mix to reduce the melting point of the solder used by the factory. This process was laborious because the whole power prong draws heat away from the solder point quickly, meaning it has to heat up a lot to get to melting point. Solder wick was used to soak up most of the solder, but some stubborn bits remained, keeping the unit fixed in place. Switching sides slowly, inching each upwards when melted, was the solution. With the main PCB free, the FLM118V1.1 can be desoldered also using wick PB flux. The CB2S label is interesting. CB2S is of course usually reserved for Beacon BK7231N modules. This LN882H is a drop-in pad compatible replacement for CB2S, so maybe that's the link trying to be made. I've labeled all pads for clarity. RX, TX, VCC, ground, and A9 needs to be grounded for the flashing boot mode, all soldered ready. Connect to USB TTL UART adapter as USB TTL RX module TX, USB TTL TX module RX. External 3.3V PSU XL4015 in my case, module 3.3V. USB TTL ground, module ground, A9, and PSU ground, all common ground. Insert USB adapter, power on PSU. Using the attached flash dumper Pi script in the attached zip, the following was run to start the backup. After approximately 40 minutes, the backup is complete. Two files are output, filename.bin and filename otp.bin. The main backup file should be exactly 2,097,152 bytes. Power off, unplug USB, replug USB, and power on PSU so OpenLN can be flashed. Using the steps outlined in here, we can flash the latest LN882H UART flash file. Without A9 grounded, the next power-up of the module should lead to an AP broadcast that can be connected to in the browser on 192.168.4/1. After joining to AP. From there, OpenBeacon can be joined to your Wi-Fi through the Config, Configure Wi-Fi, and Web menu. After reboot, check you can browse to the DHCP-assigned IP of your device. With the module back in the empty slot on the main PCB, stabilized with a bit of blue tack. The module can be soldered back. Plenty of flux and small soldle blobs, especially with the ground pad, which tends to be wider and requires a little more contact to heat up. I have had to desolder the whole module again in the past. Before, because the ground blob has splurged into neighboring pads, and I couldn't clear it with wick. I always check there isn't continuity between contacts when soldering is complete. The result after clearing up flux residue with IPA. After clearing any remaining solder from the main PCB holes, the unit can be soldered back together in position. What remains now is to configure the BL0937 LED, button, and relay rolls width.